coming back. But when you look at it, you don't thank it. But I want you to know it's only because of the blood of Jesus. It's only because of the blood of Jesus. He's going to get you to look like Sarah. He said, Sarah, look so good. Abraham, I'm not man said. Look, Sarah, when I get over here, you're going to have to lie and tell folks you my sister. But girl, you look good. And if the fool ran there, they'll kill me trying to get you, you Sarah. Y'all looking at me like you ain't heaven. I'm in the right place, lady. God. I tell you, when folks get sanctified on you, folks get sanctified on you, young man, you'll never be the same. Let us sing. Tell me, what shall I do? You're talking to the God.
I can't live.
Hopefully you can, children. Really, you can. Tell me.
Or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God for our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
This is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands. In
my life. I'm excited about the word of the Lord. Amen. Psalms 42. We're going to exercise our reading from verse 1 through verse 5. Psalms 42. Amen. From verse 1 through verse 5. It should be on our screen. I ask you to stand. Amen. You at least can stand. If you didn't bring your Bible, we make it too comfortable for you. You got on the screen, man. Amen. Some of you still don't want to stand. Amen. Ready? Amen. Let's read. As the hump panted after the water brooks, so panicked my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsty for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continue saying unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I poured out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, and with the voice of joy and praise, with the multitude that kept holiday. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieting me? Hope thou in God, yet praise him, for help is his continued. Amen. Thank you so kindly. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. This morning we're going to talk about tell the truth about how you really feel. Tell the truth about how you really feel. Amen. And sometimes if we learn to tell the truth how we really feel, amen, I think the Lord can do many things with us and through us. Amen. This morning, my brothers and sisters, the psalmist this morning is sharing with us, amen, some painful words. He's distressed. He's going through something. Just like a whole lot of us are going through something. And he's telling the truth about how he really feels. And sometimes we hide our feelings. Amen, that we don't want to tell the truth. Amen. You can't beat some of us by faking, amen, how we feel. And sometimes you got to tell the truth about how you really feel and what you're going through. We make people believe that everything is all right. Amen. Can I tell you, every last one of us go through some ups and go through some downs. We go through some hardship and some winds and turmoil. But sometimes God wants you to tell the truth how you really feel. Amen. The psalmist this morning, his honest prayer from a discouraged saint. We see number one, the honest prayer from a discouraged saint. And all of us ought to be honest in our prayer. When you pray, you ought to tell the Lord the truth. Amen. Tell him everything, what you're going through. Sometimes we think we're hiding something from the Lord, but we're not hiding it. He knows what you're going through. He just wants you to tell the truth. Amen. He wants you to, even though you save, amen, baptized, full of the Holy Ghost, but sometimes we leave some stuff out. We don't tell the truth how we really feel. The psalmist this morning, the psalmist is down and out. His soul is down like a deer wanting for water. Look at him this morning. His soul is longing for God. And that sudden his soul is longing. What are you so longing for this morning? Huh? What are you thirsty for? What are you seeking for this morning? The psalmist said that he's like a deer. Amen. Deer is running for his life because the enemy is chasing him and he needs some water. And if he don't get some water, he's going to die. But here we are this morning. We are just like the deer. My brother and sister, our soul is thirsty for the living God. Amen. Amen. He said his soul is longing for God. He is in pain. Things have gone wrong for him. He's talking to himself about life turning on him. Have life ever turned on you? When you thought life was going to be this, it's turned around and it's something else. Tell the truth now. Amen. You need to tell the truth, how you really feel. Some of you thought when you got old, you thought everything would be all right. But you kind of find out it's not all right. Some of you got in a relationship and you thought you had the apple of your dream. You had the love of your life. Tell the truth now. And you turn around, you got more hell now than you ever had when you got married. And you look back, people look at you, you smile. Amen. You smile to keep from crying. But if they only can follow you, tell the truth now. If the only you could follow you when you go home and see the tears roll down your eyes and folks ask you, how things going? Oh, baby, going good. I'm blessed and highly favored. Tell the truth now. Amen. You know you're going through some stuff. You know you really how you really feel. If only folks would know how you feel. And then you got the nerve to try to counsel people, but you turn around, you the one really need the counsel. Can y'all talk back to me this morning, huh? You counseling everybody else, telling everybody else how to get it right, how to keep it together, but you can't really keep it together, because if you could keep it together, you'd have kept it together, but now it just fell apart. Tell the truth, I mean, how you really feel. And if you really would open up about it, my brother and sister, I believe we would save more people. Amen. Quit faking it, quit smiling, because we fake it and we smile. Amen. We smile and people face, oh, baby, just hold on a little while. But sometimes you know you done already slipped, you already done failed. But tell the truth, but David this morning, the psalm writer, is saying this morning, he's down and out. He's talking to himself. Life is turned on him. The psalmist is telling us that it's all right to tell the truth about how you really feel. It's okay to say, I don't always feel so Christian. Can y'all talk back to me this morning? I don't always feel so spiritually. Don't always feel so holy. Don't always feel so thank you, Jesus, all the time. I'm going through something. You got to tell the truth how you really feel. Some Christian people go through some things just like everybody else. Amen. Quit telling folks, you know, since you got saved, I ain't got no problem. The devil is a lie. You know we got problems. All of us got problems in here. Amen. Oh, maybe not y'all. But if you really, you know, when I wasn't saved, seemed like I didn't have no problem. But since I got on the Lord's side, I catch all kind of hell, huh? All kind of, amen. I don't have to invite trouble. Trouble just show up. Tell the truth now, how you really feel, huh? And that was the summons is saying this morning. I don't feel this and that, my brother and sister. But sometime in our church, we are taught to hide our feeling. We come to church, we lift up our hands, we dance to the music and to the song we hear. But we are hurting on the inside. We're bleeding on the inside. And yes, you came to church because the Lord told you to come to church. He told you not to stay home because that's a blessing with your name on it. That's why even though you're hurting, tears rolling down your eye, even though your body is hurting, you're going through some sickness problem, you're going through some dilemma, but you still hurting, but you still came to church with a play, with a praise on your heart. We are hurting. Then we go home and we cry. But the psalmist tell us when we come to the presence of God, we can tell him how we feel. You hear what I say? When you come to the presence of God, you can unload and tell him how you really feel. The church is a hospital for sick people. Y'all ain't gonna talk back to me. Come. Every last one of us are sick. Some of you is on ICU. Some of you have some machine on you, breathing machine spiritually, but you came to the right place. You came to the house of prayer for you to tell him what you're going through. Some of you are going through depression. You're going through some thing, and you came to the right place to unload, because if you stay home, you can't tell it to him. You can't tell it to her. You can't tell it to your children. So you come to the right place, because the word of God say, cast your burden unto him, because he do cares. He cares. Because some people don't care what you're going through. Some people that tell you just hold on or just hang on in there. It's going to be okay. But you, not me. You telling me it's going to be okay and I'm still going through what I'm going through. But I need to go to a higher source. I need to go to Jesus. I need to go to Dr. Jesus, because you don't really know what I'm going through, my brother and sister. And when you come to the presence of God, we can tell him how we feel. Amen. You can tell him how you feel. He said, I'm deeply distressed. I need help from you, God. The psalmist said, I'm deeply in need of you, O God. My soul panic after thee, O God. The psalmist said he need God right now. Do you need the Lord in your life right now? Not tomorrow, but I need you right now. I need you in my life right now. Not my mama, not my daddy, not my brother, but me, oh God, standing in the need of prayer. I need you right now, because tomorrow is not promised. I need you now. It's the last first Sunday. Y'all can shout. It's all right. He said, I need right now. Tell the truth. How do you really feel? He said right there, he said, as the hot bridge of the deer panic after water brooks, so my soul panic, my soul. Your soul is very important. Your soul. And if you don't take care of the soul, you will go down. You will fall and never know how to get up. And here he is, my brother and sister. He telling it to God. He say, my soul thirsty for you, the living God. Not the dead God, but the living God. It's right there. He say, the living God. Have you ever been thirsty for the Lord? What's our problem? Reason why some of us can't shout, can't throw our hands up, because we're not thirsty enough for the living God. Whenever you get thirsty, my brother and sister, you don't need nobody to boost you. You don't need nobody to sing. You don't need nobody to preach to you. You don't need to shout. You do it automatically, because your soul are thirsty. Looking at some of you just morning, you look just a plain, like, what in the hell we have talking about? That's because your soul is not thirsty. But when you feel what I feel, you respond to the word of God. We wait for somebody to boost us up. You don't need that. You ought to build your own fire. And when your fire get dim, that's when you ought to come to the house of prayer and get relit with the word of God. Tell the truth how you really feel. Oh, my brothers and sisters, he said, my soul thirsty for the Lord. He said, my soul need help. Have you ever been there? Where your soul need help? You come to church every Sunday. You come to choir practice. You come to Bible study. You come to mission. You come to everything. But your soul still needs help. Soul still needs something. And it comes from the Lord. When your soul needs help, you're not going to come to church and go to sleep. Woo! Your soul is searching for something. It's the living God. Some people are serving a dead God, but the living God. He said, my soul needs help. You can look good on the outside, but you're hurting on the inside. Amen. You can fool some people, but sometimes you can't fool God. No time. God see you. God see you, huh? We need to tell the truth about how we really feel. Amen. I'm like the psalmist sometimes. I feel down on the inside. I feel empty on the inside. My soul needs the living God. Have you ever been there? So you get into the word of God, and the more you get in, the more you want to read. The more you're searching for, the more you get hungry, the more you're thirsty for. You say, feed me until I want no more, because your soul need the living God. Some of us got Bible, and when you open the Bible, dust fly out. Because you don't open it but once a month. It's all right to have these cell phones, but sometimes you need to get into the word. Get into the word. Let him feed you. My soul needs the living God. When shall I come and appear before thee? Look at him. Look at him. He's seeking. He's asking the Lord. He's telling the truth how he really feels. You say, When shall I come and appear before God? All of us know how it feels, how to cry ourselves to sleep at night. Have everybody ever been there? Besides me? Huh? Tell the truth. I know you're young. I know you're old. Talking about, some people say, I don't let nothing get to me. God got a way of getting something to you. God got a way of bringing trouble. God got a way of bringing sickness. Y'all just sit there. Y'all just sit there. Y'all just work me this morning. Y'all, I'm going to preach to myself this morning. Huh? God got a way of bringing some sickness. God got a way of bringing debt to your house. God got a way of make tears run to your eye that you cry at midnight. Yes, you saved. Yes, you put in the Holy Ghost. But God got a way of getting your attention. How you cry yourself to sleep at night. I've been there. Cry myself to sleep. Wake up. Cry again. Still crying. Yes, you saved. But something about your soul, he'll bring tears to your eyes. Something you went to the doctor, something you're going through, and you're still trying to see, you're seeking God. You're praying, and you say, Lord, I done all I can do. I done give it to you, but still tears roll down your eyes. You have family problem. You say, I done all I can do, trying to make it work, trying to get it together, and here it is, Lord, why I'm catching so much hell? Tears roll down your eyes. You steal away by yourself. Talk to the Lord. And sometimes you can't talk to him for tears rolling down your eyes. But he knows what you're saying. He knows what you... Anybody ever been there? I'm going to preach to myself this morning. Tell the truth how you really feel. Amen. And at midnight, he said, cry yourself to sleep. Sometimes we come to church and don't feel nothing. Because of the pain you're dealing with inside of you. You need to tell the truth. Amen. Tell the truth. I need the Lord. Not nobody else. I need the Lord. That's personal, huh? That's personal. Y'all just keep sitting there. I believe the people looking at me live stream have been more hallelujah than some of y'all. Amen. I need the Lord right now. When I come to church on Sunday morning, I come because I need something from God. Not nobody else. I need something from God. I need God to touch my heart, with his word. I need God to touch my mind because my mind is cloudy. Can't think right. I need him to touch my spirit because my spirit is drained. I need God, and I need him right now. Have anybody's spirit ever been drained? That's why it ain't good to miss too many church, because your spirit get drained. You need the Lord right now. That's why it ain't good to make your Sundays a peak Sundays. Because your soul needs the Lord. How many can say, when you do miss church, you feel bad? And you look and you say, Lord, I know what they're doing right now. I'm talking to the believers. I ain't talking about those who hate people. I'm talking about I ain't going because I don't like them. You better be careful who you don't like. Because God can turn the table around on you. But how many of you can say, when you're sick or you're going somewhere and you say, Lord, it's 11 o'clock. I know what they're doing. I know what they did. They're singing. They're shouting. All pastors are preaching by now. Oh, I wish I could be there, because your soul needs the Lord. Right now. I need God. And I need him right now. His soul is thirsty for God, for the living God. Tell the truth how you really feel. He said, verse 3, he's really down and out. He said, my tears is my food, is my meat. That's all I do is cry. And I eat my tears. Anybody ever been there? He said, my tears is my food. Life really hurting when you lose your appetite. I can't eat for crying day and night. Every time I wake up, I try to get something to eat, but all I do is cry, because the stuff I'm going through, the problem I'm dealing with, tell the truth how you really feel. You want to eat, you cook something, but you just can't eat. You cry. Your tears is your meat. You're hurting. You're hurting. Tell the truth. How you really feel? Everybody ever been there? You got food on the stove, but you don't want it. Have anybody, you just can't eat it. I don't feel like eating it now. Because the stuff I'm going through, I'm dealing with some things. To my say, well, just get over it. If I get over it, I wouldn't be going through it. Y'all ain't going to pray with me this morning. I'm trying to cut across the pastor. You see, some of us like to fake it until it's your turn. Make people believe it's all good. I'm blessed and highly favored. We use that all the time. Oh, child, I'm blessed and highly favored. I got the devil under my feet. I'm blessed. Too blessed to be stressed. We say that all the time. Too blessed to be stressed. Amen. But can I tell you something? I'm blessed and I'm stressed. I'm blessed and I get discouraged. I'm blessed and I get all messed up sometimes. Yeah. Yes, I say it. I'm not like some of y'all. Yeah. I'm blessed, yes, and I get depressed sometimes. Yeah. I'm blessed and I get discouraged. Sometimes I cry myself to sleep. Yes, I'm the pastor, but I still go through something like you going through something. But I call on the living God. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. Nor the help I know. If thou with thee. Y'all ain't going to pray with me this morning. Tell the truth how you really feel. That's why you can't help nobody. Because you're talking about I'm too stressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. The devil is a lie. You the one the devil going to get on. You remember Job? He got to Job. took everything from Job, but God gave him permission. When you're going through something,